insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
أرأيت من اتخذ إلهه هواه أفأنت تكون عليه وكيلا
Have you seen the one who takes as his God his own desire? Then would you be responsible for him?
As you have been previously with us, brothers and sisters, we were discussing the 43rd verse of chapter Furqan. أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَهُ هَوَاهُ أَفَأَنْتَ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِ وَكِيلًا Have you seen him who takes his low desires for his God? Would you then be a guardian over him? In this verse, any other God other than Almighty Allah is called Hawa, which is the root and the main root of all evil, specifically the root of idol worshipping, following low desires. So that is why Almighty Allah in this noble verse says that if you as my prophet are ridiculed, if you are stood against, if you see the people denying the call of you as my prophet, it is not because you might have a problem. It is not because you might have weak logic. It is not because your reasons are not convincing. It is not because your religion cannot be followed. It is merely because they are not obeying their reasons and intellects. It is because they have taken their low desires as their gods. So, this verse somehow concludes all the previous pretext-seeking of the polytheists, the pagans and unbelievers against the Prophet of Islam, and also the previous nations before the Prophet of Islam. They also had different pretexts not to accept the call of their messengers. But this verse concludes them all. أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَهُ هَوَى Have you seen him who takes his low desires and his God, as his God? أَفَأَنْتَ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِ وَكِيلًا Can you be a guardian over him?
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jews.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
Dear listeners, undoubtedly there are various instincts, there are various desires in man. They are, of course, necessary for the continuance of his life. There are different desires. Anger, love, fury, self-loving, being fond of wealth and this material life, and such like. Certainly, system of creation has created all of these various desires in mankind for the sake of perfection. Now, what is important in this case is that sometimes they do not cut their coat according to their cloth and exceed the limit, which means they cannot be controlled sometimes. It means they will not be in the hand and control of mind. They begin to rebel and revolt. These desires sometimes imprison intellect and rule the whole entity of man, and they take him under their control. This is the same thing that is called worshipping low desires. This is what is sometimes referred to as sensuality, which is more dangerous than all kinds of idol worshipping. Even idol worshipping is also generated from it, as the verse says. This is why the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, has counted idol of low desire as the worst and supreme idol, where he says, "Under the sun and before Allah, there is no greater idol than low desire that is worshipped." The Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, has also said elsewhere, "The most disliked idol that is worshipped in the earth is the idol of low desire." If we think well about this sentence, we find out that worshipping low desire is the source of unawareness and ignorance, as the Holy Quran says, "And do not obey him whose heart we have made neglectful of our remembrance, and he follows his own low desire, and whose affair has become all excess." In the 28th verse of chapter Kahf, we read, وَلَا تُتِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا, and his affair has become all excess. On the other hand, worshipping low desires is the source of paganism and faithlessness, as we said and we read earlier in the previous verses. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.